In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, there'd be no Paul without Stephen, who forgave him. Oh yes, there'd be no Paul without Stephen. I want to know, I think, there'd be no, some people, there would be no conversion without the Word of God from in season and out of season. It's not me who converts, it's the Word of God empowered by the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Spirit? Have you surrendered your life to God? Today we're going to be looking at the conversion of Paul. But before we look at the conversion, I want to look at Galatians 1:6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning away to a different gospel. What was being said to them? In order for you to be a real Christian, you've got to be circumcised. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? That he died for our sins, that he was buried, and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is alive. Buddha is dead. Jesus is alive. Mohammed is dead. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. But even if an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, that he died for you, that he was buried for you, that he rose from the dead for you, let that one be accursed, as we have said before. So now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval for God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still pleasing people, I should not be serving Christ. Now we're going to talk about Paul's conversion in Galatians. For I want you to know, not to think, but to know, brothers, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and he rose from the dead, is not of human origin. Listen to this. For I did not receive the gospel from any human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. We'll look at that when we see the 9th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. In other words, I received the message of the gospel through a revelation of Jesus Christ. You have heard, no doubt, of my earlier life in Judaism. I was violently persecuting the Church of God and was trying to destroy it. Why? Because the Word of God says, "Cursed is the man who dies upon a tree." The Christians were saying that Jesus was the Messiah and he died upon a tree. Paul comes to know that he became a curse, the Lord, that we would become the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh yes, oh yes. Christ became a curse so that we would become the righteousness of God in Christ. I advanced in Judaism beyond many among my people of the same age, for I was far more zealous for the traditions of my ancestors, so zealous that I persecuted the church. so zealous that I said, let Stephen die. So zealous that I put people in jail that loved Jesus. But when God, who had set me apart before I was born, this is prophetic, he's prophet, that when God, who had set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, it's all about grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me so that I might proclaim him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were already apostles before me, but I went away at once into Arabia, and afterwards I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I did go up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. But I did not see any other apostle except James, the brother of the Lord. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. When I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown by sight to the churches of Judea that are in Christ, they only heard it said, the one who formerly was persecuting us is now proclaiming the faith he once tried to destroy, and they glorify God because of me. It was by revelation that Paul received the gospel. He was not taught by Peter. He was not taught by James. It was by revelation that he became a prophet. Before he was born, he was called to be prophetic and a prophet. It was the grace of God that led Paul after he becomes Paul. Oh, yes. We're looking at the 9th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues of Damascus so that he found any who belonged to the way. Christianity was called the way at that time. Men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. In other words, he went to jail Christians that belonged to Jesus. This is what he was doing on the Damascus Road. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly, I love the word suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice. What is this light? This is the Shekinah glory. This is the glory of God. This is the glory that floods Paul, or Saul, who becomes Paul. I heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He asked, who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. You know, Saul could have said, I never laid eyes on you. But to persecute those who belong to Jesus is to persecute Jesus. This is where Paul got the body of Christ. Christ is the head. We are the members. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. In other words, you will learn what you are to do by revelation. How we need the revelation of the Spirit. How we need the revelation of God. There would be no Paul without Stephen, who forgave him. What about you? Who are you keeping from God? I tell you, it's time to forgive. Today the Lord showed me that I had to forgive something, and I had to pray for it. Oh, yes, because I could be holding people back from God through my unforgiveness. The men who were traveling with me stood speechless because They heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. He was blinded, blinded by the Spirit of God. Oh yes, he was blinded by the Holy Spirit. I tell you, he's not going to stay blinded. Something's going to happen to him. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. So he fasted for 3 days. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to Ananias in a vision, "Ananias," he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight Street, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul." Ananias is going to say, "But don't you know what's happening through this man? Don't you know that he's been persecuting us? Don't you know that he's even killed some of us?" At this moment, he is praying. Saul is praying. And he has seen a vision and a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, to Ananias, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before the Gentiles and kings, before the people of Israel." Do you know that you're an instrument chosen by God to bring the name of Jesus to people? You're an instrument. I'm an instrument. I received a beautiful note from Tara, how this broadcast blesses her and how she has grown in faith through the Word of God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I've received letters also from people who talk about the Eucharist. I know during these hard days, people are not receiving the Eucharist, and they are in anguish because they have not received the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. I had two people who came, and after they received the Lord Jesus, they were like two saints. They were making their thanksgiving, and I saw the beautiful Shekinah glory around them and in them as they received the body and blood of Christ. I myself will show Saul how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Suffer what? Persecution. Not arthritis. Persecution. So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the way here has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." So Ananias is going to pray over him, and the Spirit of God's going to come upon Saul, and he becomes Paul. Oh yes, how we need the Holy Spirit. How we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit. How we need that God would give us the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "You fathers among you know how to offer good gifts to your children. Even though you're sinners, if they ask you for a loaf of bread, would you give them a stone? If they ask you for a fish, would you give them a scorpion?" You sinners know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Oh God, I ask you for a greater infilling of the Spirit in my life. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who love him? And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. I'll never forget Peter Kreft. He asked me, next week we're going to receive the baptism of the Spirit. What are the odds that I'm going to get it? I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a bookie, but I said, let me ask the Lord. I said, 100%. He said, who gives you the right? I said, Peter, you're a father. If your son offers you, asks you for a piece of bread, would you give him a stone? He said, no. I said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And I saw, spiritually, scales falling off his eyes. I did not see physical scales. We did not have to pray for him for the baptism of the Spirit. He received it in that moment. Then he got up and was baptized. Paul was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. Oh, yes. Do you know the power of God? Do you know the power of the resurrection? Do you know that Jesus wants you to know the power of God? Do you know that? For several days, Saul was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, he is the Son of God. All who heard Saul were amazed and said, is not this man the man who made havoc in Jerusalem among those who invoked the name of Jesus? And has he not come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests? Saul came increasingly more powerful and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. He became a curse so that we might become the very righteousness of God in Christ. After some time had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, Saul. But their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night so that they might kill Saul. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. So he wasn't very big. Saul wasn't very big. He could fit in a big basket. When he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him because they remembered that he was putting people in jail and that they laid the cloaks of Stephen at the feet of Saul. Oh, yes, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and described for them how on the road he had seen the Lord. I tell you, through his conversion on the road to Damascus, he writes to the cities and towns of the world, Asia and Greece and so forth. It was always through his conversion. Saul was converted. Oh, yes. Have you been converted? Have you been converted? Catholics call it second life. Have you received a second life? Evangelicals call it born again. Have you been converted? I tell you, that's only the beginning. That is not the end. That's only the beginning. When I was 21, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Before I even knew that there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know it, but I received it. The Shekinah glory was all on me. I saw flowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and they were filled with the light of God. It was a mystical light. And I said to the Lord, you can have my life. And you know what? He's reminded me of that many times. And how in Damascus he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. This Saul speaks boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. We remember the disciples in the fourth chapter of Acts prayed for boldness. Paul has boldness to preach Jesus. He does it in boldness. He spoke and argued with the Greeks or the Hellenists, but they were attempting to kill him. When the believers learned of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Meanwhile, the church throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was built up, living in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. What was the word of God that these disciples were reading? The Old Testament. Oh yes, the Old Testament, and how it declared that the Messiah would come, and he would be a suffering servant before he would be the glorious servant. I tell you, he's glorious at the right hand of the Father right now. He's glorious. Verse 32 of chapter 9. Now as Peter went here and there among all the believers, he came down also to the saints living in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." Oh yes, Peter had the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, the church has been given the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if we use it, but we have been given the power of God, not only in converting people, but healing people in the name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus. And Aeneas got up, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Oh yes, they knew he was bedridden for 8 years. And when they see him walking, not in bed, they say, "Who did this?" And Peter would say, "It is Jesus who did this." Now in Joppa, verse 36, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs where the woman who had died was. And all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put them all outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." And she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and the widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon the tanner. My Lord, the power of God the apostles had. Let me tell you a secret. The church has the same power. Yes, we have the same power. The institutional church has the same power. Now, whether we want to use it or not is another issue. Whether we want to use it or not is another issue. I want to use that power. I want to see people healed. I want to see people forgiven through the sacrament of penance. I want to see people love the Lord. Regina Celi, Regina Celi, Laetare, Laetare, Alleluia. Regina Celi, Regina Celi, Laetare, rejoice, Laetare, Alleluia. Quia quem meruisti portare, Alleluia, Alleluia. Resurrexit sit cum dixit, resurrexit sit cum dixit, Alleluia, Alleluia. I tell you, God is alive, and He wants to enliven His church. Come, Holy Spirit, come from the heart of Jesus. Fill us with yourself, that we would proclaim boldly the word of God. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.